hadn't been the right place at the right time.
Well, you parted work at school.
Yeah, yeah.
School district.
Well, folks, I think we can start our hearing tonight. Some of you at the back, there's some seats at this table in the front if you'd like to move up. Welcome to move up or to stay at the back, whatever you feel like.
Somebody's got to make a move.
Nobody ever wants to sit at the front.
Yeah. Ilini hani mumixti alta kamki hani igai waklaka. Ilait hani pisti atlanka.
Well, my name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission. Some more folks arriving.
Yeah,
I guess we might as well wait a second.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a few on the side.
This table in the front, if any of those folks who just came in. Well, as I was saying, my name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission, and I've been traveling around Alaska for a year now to villages and towns to listen to what Alaska Natives and other Alaskans have to say about ANCSA, about the Land Claims Settlement Act. I've been to 57 villages and towns, and we're just about finished our travels.
My huguna khoni Thomas Berger khoni my Jalil Ramakuni khoni Alaska Native Review Commission doikhwa mani khoni Alaska min nunan nayagal ayagakh tuk khoni Yinat pingayun piakper luki khon nunanun doikhwa manna Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act khoni nasun reguluk kaisun u 20 pitcha khotoi kaisun siyaskha kaisun sika using askha khallu khoni kaisun akngirut khitkhwa
We started these hearings at Monick and Tununik back in February 1984, and we're going to be finishing them here in Southwest Alaska. We're holding this hearing tonight in Aniak, and then we're going to Sleep Mute tomorrow, and then we'll be in Bethel on Monday and Tuesday, and that will complete all the village meetings, and I'm glad we were able to begin in the Southwest, Southwest Alaska, and finish up here.
Atani hukayaganis kuminikwani imangami kuyuchutwani, jali makutwani yutwani kaisun umyocht kshut nasun reviguluki, jali swani mai and yakami un nokaswani slitmun ayakataganiluni, doeswani kaptut kataguluni mamtrisumi, kutmi aipiritmi su.
Now, I don't represent the federal government or the state of Alaska. I was asked to do this job by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, which is an international organization of Eskimo people from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And the World Council of Indigenous People is also a sponsor of this commission, and it is under their sponsorship that I've been traveling around to hear what people like yourselves have to say about the land claims settlement.
My Hukushihoni Makun Konanguyacht Makwasu, State Makwani, Jalin Ridukwani, the Makunuga King of Kunani, the Ramhu Kutwani Inuit Circumpolar Conference that you beat what doi Alaska Mak, Canada Mak. Greenland Mkluhwani, Daukutukwani Ukutinu Circumpolar at Yupern Kwatuak and Bingayan Kwani Nunanak Ukutukwani Inuit Circumpolar Conference at Biskumasho Dortun Yvris Klukuhwani Mana Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Jali Lugunahwani Jali Ikai Yotwani Ukut ICC 20 World Council of Indigenous People Doik Makutwani Yulshutwani Damani Asanin Nunani Yukahashitwa World Council of Indigenous People.
So I'm here to listen to what you have to say about ANCSA, about setting up of the native corporations, the village corporations, the regional corporations. How did it work out in your village or your town? What are the good features of ANCSA? What are the bad features? What about the children born after 1971? What about the providing of benefits for the elders? And what about 1991?
By Hukwani Nunan and Alaska Mayawakwani Nasun Rigulik Kaisun Makutwani Doh Bilakutwat Regional Corporation at Jaliswani Nunatwani Corporation at Nasun Riguluki Kaisun Zukwani Kaisun Igayut Motwasu Ilinikwani Nachtmulutinkwani Jaliswani Makutwani Mikilingut Yucht 20 December 18, 1971, King Wakun. I knew Tamaku 20 Pichikat. Jalis 20 Maku 220. A Kasaut Street, Kaisen Hukwani, Guy Usingachi, Kat 20. Maku Kun 20, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Dakun. Jalis 20 Maku 20, Problem 20. 1991.
Then, in 1991, or at least after 1991, as the law stands now, as ANCSA stands now, you can sell your shares, and if you do, you'll get some money for them, depending on how much they're worth. You can buy a snowmobile or fix the roof on your house. I don't know, maybe you can do more than that. But if a majority of people in a village sell their shares, then whoever buys those shares is going to own that native corporation and own the native land in that village, the ancestral lands of those village people. So Deciding whether or not to sell your shares is a pretty important question, and it has led to consideration of a couple of other questions, too, that I'll mention.
My Lugumana Huanel Kunhuani, Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. My share uncle Rakutwani, Regional Corporation Nami Jalishwani, Nunami Huani, Corporation Nami. Makutliwani share 1991 Gingwakunhuan Nutan Tamakutwani, Dun Yungachakluki, Doehuakin Kwani. Illatukwani snow machine nankhiyukum nankhwani illatukwani tamakun sheratung dunjikkat hwasluhwani nittung kituhchiku nukhtki hwasjamak piyukun mungkhwani akin kwani tamakut sheratun yugluki maa hukwani manna kwani yornakuk tamakut amsrut sheratung Dun kunuchtki asat magna nunnaut put pik chikmatuhwani. Taringa chiktauna.
Now, if native people lost their land, they'd lose their right to engage in subsistence on that land, and when we talk about 1991, we're really talking about subsistence too. So wherever I've been, people are talking about the land and how to keep it in native ownership. And there's two ideas that have come up. One is to restrict the sale of shares after 1991 so people won't be allowed to sell their shares. Or if they are allowed to, they can only sell them back to their corporation. And the other idea is to transfer the land from the corporations to tribal government, an IRA government, a traditional council, or for that matter to a cooperative or a non-profit corporation. The idea being that if land is held by a tribal government or some other organization that can't go broke and can't be taken over by outsiders, then the land will be safe. So those are some of the things that I'd like to hear your views on tonight.
Kwan kutahwani pigni was sani kwani inkilini kwani nuna kwani atuchi achi kaput kwani pitung naksuta naksugluta toehwa nung naksuta nuna putu kwani tamakan toatin atuchi achi kaput maesu kwani makut share kwani dunskat Dunstuart Fungnok Lukihwani Asanun, Dawam Corporation Namun Jalishwani Makut Nunat Nunoutput Asamun Dun Lukihwat Doehwa IRA Council Lamun, Wasuhwani Traditional Council Lamun, Was Watan Bilakait Cooperative Damanapistiataka. Jalishwani non-profit corporation down kutamaku 20 akin knabukchi galngu 20 nabukchi askuning nuttan hwani nunatung dhumak sungaluki.
So if you would like to say something about any of these things, if you would like to testify, would you come up and sit at the chair beside Oscar Kowagli and just speak into that microphone. There's a reason for that. This is Jim Sykes over here with the earphones who travels with me, and he's taking everything down on tape. And that is so that there will be a permanent record of what Alaska Natives have said at these meetings. what is taken down on tape is transcribed, and there is a permanent typewritten record kept. And that's so that there will be no doubt about your feelings, your views, what you have said at these meetings. I told you this is the 58th village I've been to. More than 1,400 Alaska Natives have testified at these hearings, and I want there to be a permanent record of what they have said. I am going to write a report based on what people have told me at these meetings, and my report will be coming out in September, and in it I will make my recommendations regarding ANCSA, not only for you, but so that Native people in other countries will be able to learn from the things that have happened here, the good things and the things that may not have been so good about your land claim settlement, because many people in many other countries are settling their land claims, and they want to learn from what happened here. So my report will have recommendations for you, and I will send my report to every village corporation and every tribal council, and in addition to everybody who has testified at these meetings. And I will give you my suggestions, and I hope they will be helpful to you in planning for the future, and I will make suggestions for Native people in other countries as well.
Makun kukwani kalakhchun li tkwani kalawit kasum tin kwani fwavit dailutin kwani fwavit akumulutin kalawa skillet ma ay kukwani kalakhchri tkwani record the law right tkwani jammil doeku truskunin kwani kali kamun pina luki tamakut report ali chiku kukwani doeskwani Nangkan report tak kaktil chika makutukhon report ai hwani hwakun kanskhit khoni yut hwani kalakhit hwani umyakht khitlu dauna hwani report of a Tuzingachi Kuktaman Tamatumi, Jalisukwani Nitsnikwani Yugunuk. Don't report on the Witachikuk. 58 Nunan Hook 58 Anunhwane Ayagashuk, Jalisukwani about 1400 Yugunukwani, Doch Yuksan on Lingatakwani. Nitsukwani Makuni hearing Zani. Jalisuman report that when it Damaskuita Nunan and Tribal Council on Suhuni Kaktiuskan Ayakchik, Jaliswani Makut Kalakhtswani Jali report Amak Bing Lutungswani. Get Kalakhtulit for the diluting begilt.
Yeah. They give their name and village.
At kun hukhani national notification kun nanchu.
Ilam tu naik kenaik tak, pik naik kau nawan tu kesian gumek tak. Wanita hating tak Carol Flynn from Tununuk, Nelson Island. Wanita gumek semeni we. Wanita ni 1971 nak 1999 nak so at hakut kapsin plukhtut tak failigan amta suak katak nariyak sulun. Toi khan asomt. Watan wing awani hua wangullo taing stout katak tawangan. Wing a serak a tun yu meet a kawat kapik, hungu a kasamni. Tun ngawna kuslu ngu a kasamnit ki yu tih kasun asomku. Seram tun sakka kununa kuksaknak. Tom tasutsali. Aippa. Manna yuska yuppiuska. Watna yukkutsetu naiyakku yuaka. Unakhwani angayukkakka angayukkaga matummigni unana matamaslu tumushakun ayakhtukuyukhto. Kimakappiunga. Kangamshtut yuppit alaskam kaingani toat nayullarit. Wittariingu maasamni. Taukwam tariingu maasiyan rillingut. Ulukoyayu, Tiulem ta ayo kutishat, nunasub manna takak suku yu tishat, takak umat jatun, wangkutasu toatn takak suku gilrotakkawa akhut manna. Apkitnika, issohsuka pakangaitsaka kaunakhoni apkhtoa tukit twittisnillak. Juppista kaiari maipahki, ajok saksutik tauhkin. Taunottaani malihta kuulukua gillra kumta. Akka tanni kukhaulua niitutuska liitaksi kaakat kiskunku. Toetuga mispisi amsani niitksailinga taksi unokkoni viitungaani siutkumman amsakunik niitshoaka tanni kukhaakausmini akka. Kassat nukunakshat, kassak taitshani. Oni kanh, niitutus kakannut katakspsnu. Juppithuk, kassauhtut, kassauht khaalutin, toamdasutselut khsiekut juppiusutin immena, Utkhfikak kawwatku, ilumun pitsiutsikuk tamana. Waniuhwa tamaku tapakhtuaslhit, kannguyutlhit ahku tsiulliamta. Kannguyutlhit. Avvok saitsiinniamki, tkiitakamki liitakuga kankaksianki liitakhsainakaluki kannaslhit. Tsiunnakamtni tkiitakkaput kannutkislhit. Amta su kalika kiyakriku naunaku. Tkiitakamki liitakaksuki. Anihtemasimkut kantusiniut kaisun pilraamun siunahkakna sufkunaku kantusiniat. Alahtik saitutsali mannakan tkiisuku. Waniukatamakut ummioksuki taunap hapkangat juppit hajukutsihkat. juppikini alaskam kaingani ajoukutihkat. Vanih tangavak pikainakalugu ajoukutaka uinga. Nasu nailungum pitsiungan toukaa, kiitakam. Alahtik sailata, alahtik saitsiinneata.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Flynn.
Xavier, if I miss any parts of it, did you come in and remind me? He said quite a lot. That was Mr. Carl Flynn, and he's from Tununuk, which is situated on Nelson Island, and I'm going to try to paraphrase as close as possible, but I'm sure there's some points that I missed. To begin with, he said, I'm not like everyone, and he was feeling a little reluctant to say anything because of his inability to be able to express himself in language other than Yupik. But he thinks that we have been talking about December of 1971, and we have been talking about 1991 and the many problems and issues that are involved with the ANCSA. And he thinks that we should have been able to have completed the task at hand, but that we have not been able to do that because we are not aware and not well versed in the workings of the government. And he expressed his strong feelings that he would not sell his share and that he would not do that as long as he lived. And the other point that he expressed was that he, as a Yupik, would want to carry on and would want to give good advice to the younger generation and the generations to come. And he said, if we go by the values and the teachings of our own people, that we will progress well. And at this point, he referred to his parents and the teachings of his parents, and if he follows the path that they led and also his ancestors led, that he would progress well. And he also mentioned the fact that there are a lot of our own people that don't understand our own way of life at this particular time and point. And we must keep in mind that if we are going to make any forward progress in our fight to correct ANCSA or to make changes or whatever, that we would have to act as one people with one purpose. And that we haven't been taught by our ancestors to respect the land, and this is what we should continue to follow, and this is our traditional way of life. And he talked about some of the stories and the values that were told to him by his parents, and also that all the other teachings that were passed down from our ancestors when there were no whites in the land at all. And one of the things, I hope I got this right, was that he said that the Yupit will become as the white people in the dominant society. And I think he said that we would return at some later time to that traditional life. And he says that he recognizes the teachings and the sayings of our ancestors, and that they have always been right in their prognostication about the future. And so what he said was that our ancestors knew and that they have not erred in their predictions, that these sayings have been true. Jelika.
I'll try my best.
Kasas din bigina.
Yeah, I'll try your wisdom.
Okay.
Wisdom.
I reckon from
Eskimo. I'm Eskimo.
Okay.
I'm Agnes Charles, and I am here from Aniak. And well, first of all, you know, I'd like to see, we've had all these meetings around here, and I have never seen none of the young generation come here and listen to what they're saying. And I would like very much to see them come, for they are the ones that's going to lead. And if they don't understand now what is going to become of our land and all the stuff that's going on. And it's, you know, it's pretty hard for us. I've never had much of an education, but I feel I've learned by experience. And our way of life, I am really proud of. I'm really proud the way we lived. We had no problems till I said the white man come into our country. And they seem to rule us now, and this is something that we cannot take very well. Because in our time, there was no lazy person, and everything was never handed down in a silver spoon. If you were lazy, you didn't get nothing to eat. And all these men that I used to know, they'd get up early in the morning and say, well, I have to go out and go and hunt for my children. And that's all they thought. As long as they got something to eat for their children, then they had all the food they had. And in my time, there was a lot of things that we didn't have, but we got along. We were happy people, and if anybody got like meat or got some fish, it was always shared for one another. But not now, not now. I always try to keep the Eskimo traditions because I think, to my point, it's a beautiful way of living. We all shared, we all loved one another. But now, that's all fading away. There's people that have come and say, do you want to buy fish? And I fish up here at Napama, just about 40 miles from here. When anybody wants fish from me, I give it. I don't believe in buying from my own people, or either I taking their money. I just don't believe in that. That's not our custom. That was never was. The custom started when the white man start coming and changing our attitude of life. They've given these Eskimos everything. Now that they've started giving these Eskimos something like giving them, if they had not enough money, they go to BIA and the BIA give them some money. Now little by little, they're taking that all back away from us. Little by little. And then they blame the poor Eskimos after they trained them that. And who in the world brought this liquor in this world? The pills, marijuana. Our people never had that in our time. Nobody did. And nobody in our time killed anybody, nobody. The only person that I knew was a white man right up here at the mine. It's about 6 miles from the pyramid on the hill. This white man killed his partner over money. That was the only time I ever heard anybody kill anybody. And nobody went to jail in our time. No young generation went to jail, nobody. Because I was raised, I came from a family of 12. Our mother died at a young age. We always listened to our dad. Sometimes we know he was wrong, but we never said nothing. We never answered to whatever our father said to us. That was the way all these Eskimo people treated their parents. But not now, not now, they don't. You know, they answer what they give to us, or you talk too much, you don't know nothing. We listen to our parents, and that's why today I'm living this long life. Because I took care of my health. When I know this, a lot of this young generation are gone already, and there's always a gun conflicted kill. There's been quite a bit already. You know, I was raised among these Eskimos. I always think of them as my brothers and sisters. And when I hear this, it really hurts me. I really get hurt. And I'll say, what has become of our nice, kind people? What has happened to them? What has really happened to them? And from where do they get this pot and that other stuff that they're getting? Well, to me, it's the white man that brought it into this country. We didn't know anything about that. And here he can tell you himself. You know, we were nice people. Nobody ever bothered us. In fact, I used to be even scared of the white people. Yeah, really. I was really scared of white people because we never seen them. But the old timers, you know, the ones that were in this country, we knew them. Now, most majority of these young generation, to tell you the truth, I hate to see a child being born. What a country that poor child is coming into. What a country. No matter even you teach your child at home this and that. Because I got four girls of my own and I adopted three. But I certainly did a lot of talking. And I always tell them, if somebody tried to hand you something, smoke or drink, don't take it. So far, I'm just knocking on wood, they've been pretty good. We have to knock on wood nowadays. When I see these little kids now, what the world they're going to face if something is not done about it. Something should be done about this stuff that's going on. Like I always tell the young kids, I says, you kids, your minds are going to be pickled, which are some of them already. And there used to be a time, you know, we used to travel with dog team, and you come to a village, and the minute you come up the bank with your dog team, there's people coming from all drugs and telling you, what, do you want tea? Come on and eat. And you'll be eating, somebody else calls you, and you don't see that now. You can come into a village, and nobody asks you now around in here anyway. I know down the coast they do it. Down the coast, you know, they kind of keep up with their way of tradition. But the only thing I think they're bothered with liquor quite a bit too. But what should be done with that, I don't know. And I'd like to see something be done about that. You know, there's a problem that we're having in Alaska now. And I know stateside is that way too, but. And my daughters always tell me, well, it comes from the home. Yes, it does come from the home. If a child comes, and you're raising a child, and both father and mother are drunk, well, that child will come up and say, well, If my father and mother do that, is that the way we live? All we're asking is to get our native, our land and the way we're living, and we'll be satisfied. Give us the land that we want, and whatever it goes with it, then we'll be happy. Our own tradition of life we want. We don't want nothing else. And I don't want to go the white man way. I want to get our own tradition. The way we used to live is something I want to have. And that's something to be proud of. And in our time too, they used to tell us never to talk native. We get punished because we talk native. And they educated the people, they educated us so that we will be able to just to get by in this world. And these Eskimos are used to that. Like a lot of our people they finish high school here, but they go out and they're going to, and I'll talk to them now, make something of yourself. There's somebody's got to be a little smarter than we are, so we can fight back too. But here they come back, they have problems. So what can we do about that? Those are the things that got to be looked into. If we want good people, that's what we got to straighten up first. After we get our land, whatever we're going to get, if we don't get nothing at all. But I think we're going to be a lot of disappointed people. We are, I know, it's coming. Because they're going to do just what they want to do, and that's all. I know they won't call us natives too, but I presume we'll be called white when we're not. Then what? You know, lots of this, like what they were talking today, a lot of us we don't understand that. It's too deep for us. You know, we never did live like that. This is all new to us. And I don't know how, you know, there's so many this, that, and you get confused. You just don't know what they're talking about. There's so many little pieces like this. If they went one direction, I think we'd understand it more. Or two, at least. I know I don't understand what they said today. There's too many this RN and this something else and this something else.
You mean at the special convention this afternoon?
Any of them.
Any of them.
You know, this. I know you must know, but you went to school, but we don't. That's why all these poor Eskimos, they get confused. You know, there's too much. This. That's what their problem is. And they know too deep in their heart we won't get what we're asking for. All we're asking for is to be fair to us. Fair. Not to lose our trapping, our way of subsistence, the way, you know, how we lived, and that's the way it should be. You know, like if we went out and we just tell you people what to do out there. Suppose I went to your state and I say, now you're going to do this. I know you would like that. Make your own laws. We make our laws for you. We wouldn't like that. I know we can obey law, but the way I take it, at least try to be even with us. Try to be fair with us. That's all we're asking for. Fair, not keep us sidetracked. I wish I could speak better English and know what I'm really talking about, but I feel this is my feelings. It might be not good, but that's the best I can do.
Well, thanks very much, ma'am.
Yeah.
You want me to translate it all?
Well, you put it where you
Tawo agunakka khoni taringa chi kalakhlakha. Okay. Mukhtnelinga chane tokka. Kit khoni chale kanagil
My name is Homer Hunter. I'm from Scammon Bay. I'm enrolled with our village corporation, which is Asknuk Corporation and Chalista Corporation. I have a family. I have 4-year-old son and 2 daughters. And they're full-blooded Yupiks. I'll make my testimony kind of short, because what I'm going to be saying has been mostly echoed by previous people that have testified in the villages. The good features of Anska, I have only 2 things to say about it. The good thing about Anska is that it has unified the native people in Alaska. And secondly, IRA village governments, it has made them a lot more stronger. Neutral.